Welcome to First Presbyterian Church Washington Courthouse Digital, live here on Facebook. On a snowy day, I wanted to come and bring you a little bit of worship. Today we are going to have a prayer and some scripture, and then you'll hear my sermon that I was supposed to preach today in front of all of you. Now I can do it digital. I hope you're all enjoying your snow day inside. You are warm and not wet, as it is so much out there today. So let us begin with prayer. Holy God, when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, the heavens opened, and the Spirit descended, and your voice affirmed your love in Jesus for the healing of the human race and all of creation. By water and by word, you lovingly invite us into the same life-giving mission. May your Spirit, moving like a stream of water flowing from its source, work in us this day to realize your vision of a world made new in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Please hear these words of scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. Here, let us hear the word of the Lord. The people were waiting expectantly, and all were wondering in their hearts if John the Baptist might be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I will come, and the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, the heavens opened up, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One summer, while Ann and I were, and the boys were visiting my parents at Hampton Roads, we decided to visit one of our local beaches, and we had a whole bunch of beaches in Hampton Roads. And as we were walking down the beach, we noticed a section of the beach was closed off near the parking lot, and with rope and some temporarily plastic fencing. We walked around it wondering what was going on with this section of the beach. As we were making our way back, we noticed that people had started gathering in the marked off section of the beach. They were all dressed up. Men in suits, women had full-on hats, the kids even were in fancy clothes. And this was on a 90-degree temperature day. It was hot out there. As we arrived at that part of the beach, we decided to stop and watch what all the hubbub was. It quickly became obvious that this was a baptismal service. The pastor was lining up and then taking folks one by one to the ocean water to be baptized. First with the leaders, then he was taking groups of people all the way to the water and baptizing each and every one of them. There were no bulletins, no liturgy. There wasn't even any music that we could tell. Just people going down to the water to be baptized. It never ceases to amaze me the different traditions that surround baptism and how it is done in different Christian traditions. Here we baptize at the font, as many of you have seen, placing water on the head of the person whom I am baptizing three times, while other churches have full-on pools right in their sanctuary where they baptize by immersion. I have seen pictures of baptisms performed on military bases, in war zones. I've heard of people baptizing their children even in their own kitchen sinks. Baptism has proven to be quite flexible in how it is practiced throughout the Christian tradition. And while today you are going to hear some churches make cases that there is one right way to baptize, immersion versus sprinkling, infant baptism versus believer's baptism, the reality is that even the earliest of Jesus' disciples understood the need to keep the practice flexible. The Didache, which is an early instruction manual for Christians, dating back to about 100 AD, one of the earliest instruction manuals for the disciples of Christ, said this: "Now about baptism, this is how to baptize. Give public instruction on all of these points," which he's talking about the points previously made in the book, "then baptize in running water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But if you don't have running water, baptize in some other water. If you cannot have cold, have then in warm. If you have neither, then pour water on the head three times in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." How's that for clear instructions? You notice that even the earliest disciples were willing to be flexible in how they practiced baptism. And you're never going to hear me up here make a thrilling defense on why the way we baptize is the right and only way to do it. To make this case is to miss what is important about baptism. In the Presbyterian faith, we believe that baptism is a sign and seal of the covenant of grace by God through Jesus Christ. This means that baptism is not for God, but is rather for us. Baptism is a signpost, something that points us to recognize in our lives something that God has already done for each and every one of us. It is a reminder that you are God's beloved child. It is a reminder of God's incredible love through Jesus Christ that has been bestowed again and again. It was bestowed upon us before we were even born, before we could choose it. It was there. This is why we baptize children, because we believe that God gives us grace before we can even say, "Yes, Lord, we want it." God is already giving us that grace before we can choose it. Grace is given first. In baptism, you are reminded that you first and foremost belong to God, that you are worthy of God's love. And through that love, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to love and to serve others. The details in Jesus' baptism story reveal to us the nature of this love. You will notice that in Luke's account, much different than Matthew and Mark, John the Baptist doesn't actually baptize Jesus. At least the author is vague about who does baptize Jesus. But the emphasis is placed on Jesus being just one person and the crowd of people being baptized. Now we know that Jesus did not require a cleansing of sins, but humbled himself to this ritual to publicly align his life with God. God's will, God's way. Jesus wanted to tell the whole world, this is whose trajectory I am on. This is who I am aligned with. So I will be baptized to show you that commitment, that dedication. And baptism, and his baptism, as you'll notice in this book, was not something that was set apart. Jesus wasn't taken separate from everybody else. He was actually baptized with what Luke says is all the people. It's not given special privilege. And as is the case with Luke, Jesus is always, almost always amongst the crowd, amongst the people he is called to serve. Another reminder of the title Emmanuel, God with us. This points us to recognize that baptism was meant to be a public act, not something done in private, but rather with all the people around to witness it. Every baptism I do, I ask you all, the congregation of First Presbyterian Church, questions where you promise to uphold and support and teach those that we baptize. In baptism, we are reminded that each of us has been grafted into the family of God. So it should be performed with that family all around us, surrounding us with their love, their grace, their wisdom. So today, I ask you from Facebook Live and all of you out there to remember your baptism. Today we were going to come to the font and actually be reminded of that baptism by putting water on the head of each of our congregation members. But today I want you to remember your baptism. And I'm not talking about remembering how or when you were baptized. I was baptized as a baby, so I don't remember that at all, but I want you to remember your baptism for what it means to your life. Remember that you were claimed by God before you could even walk. Remember that you are God's beloved child and that you should live accordingly. Remember that through the waters of baptism, you are empowered to love and to serve all the people. All the people. Just as Christ did. Just as Christ was baptized with all the people, then he went to serve all the people. Live out your baptism. Love as you have been loved. And give grace as you have received it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining me today. I hope you were able to get a little bit of church in on this snowy day. I appreciate you joining me on Facebook Live. At some point, we'll maybe do some more of these. Hopefully, no more snow days, however. But thank you for being here, and I hope you have a good rest of the day, and God bless you. Go in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.